رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله وأما الذين استنكفوا واستكبروا فيعذبهم عذابا أليما ولا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا فأما الذين آمنوا بالله واعتصموا به فسيدخلهم في رحمة منه وفضل ويهديهم إليه صراطا مستقيما يستفتونك قل الله يفتيكم في الكلالة إن امرؤ هلك ليس له ولد وله أخت فلها نصف ما ترك وهو يرثها إن لم يكن لها ولد فإن كانت اثنتين فلهما الثلثان مما ترك وإن كانوا إخوة رجالا ونساء فللذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين يبين الله لكم أن تضلوا والله بكل شيء عليم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم إن الله يحكم ما يريد يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحلوا شعائر الله ولا الشهر الحرام ولا الهدي ولا القلائد ولا آمين البيت ولا آمين البيت الحرام يبتغون فضلا من ربهم ورضوانا وإذا حللتم فاصطادوا ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم أن صدوكم عن المسجد الحرام أن تعتدوا وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. O people of the Book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah aught but the truth. Jesus, the Son of Mary, was a messenger of Allah, and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his messengers. Say not, Trinity, desist. It will be better for you, for Allah is the One. Glory be to him, above having a son. To him belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Christ disdained nor to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah, those who disdain his worship and are arrogant. He will gather them all together unto himself to answer. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with a grievous penalty, nor will they find besides Allah any to protect or help them. O mankind, verily there hath come to you a convincing proof from your Lord, for we have sent unto you a light that is manifest. Then those who believe in Allah and hold fast to him, soon will he admit them to mercy and grace before himself, and guide them to himself by a straight way. They ask thee for a legal decision. Say, Allah directs about those who leave no descendants or ascendants as heirs. If it is a man that dies, leaving a sister but no child, she shall have half the inheritance. If such a deceased was a woman who left no child, her brother takes her inheritance. If there are two sisters, they shall have two-thirds of the inheritance. If there are brothers and sisters, the male having twice the share of the female. Thus doth Allah make clear to you his law, lest you err. And Allah has knowledge over all things. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. O you who believe, fulfill all obligations lawful unto you, are all four-footed animals with the exceptions named, but animals of the chase are forbidden while you are in the sacred precincts or in pilgrim garb, for Allah does command according to his will and plan. O you who believe, violate not the sanctity of the symbols of Allah, nor the sacred month, nor of the animals brought for sacrifice, nor the garlands that mark out such animals, nor the people resorting to the sacred house, seeking of the bounty and good pleasure of their Lord. But when you are clear of the sacred precincts and of pilgrim garb, you may hunt, and let not the hatred of some people in one shutting you out of the sacred mosque lead you to transgression. Help you one another in righteousness and piety, but help you not one another in sin and rancor. Fear Allah, for Allah is strict in punishment. Sadaq Allah al-Ali al-Azim wa sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this blessed night. May Allah accept all of your a'mal, inshallah. Before we start the announcements, I would like to once again ask everyone, please stand up and take several steps forward, inshallah, on both sides, the men's side and the women's side, inshallah. Let's get as close as we can to the front. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. أحسنتم صلوا على محمد وآل محمد Inshallah, just a few announcements again before we start. First of all, alhamdulillah, we have a children's program upstairs. It's going to be from tonight to Sunday night as well. And it's for ages 4 through 8, inshallah. So if any parents want to take advantage of that for your children, please, you could send them upstairs, again, for ages 4 through 8. And for the children who cannot attend those programs, maybe the younger ones, we will just maybe remind the parents to keep their eye on the kids. Again, like I said yesterday, these children bring barakah to our majlis. It's just a friendly reminder for their safety, inshallah. Regarding sponsorships, alhamdulillah, there are still openings. If you would like to sponsor a night, you could find the link in the email. And there's several ways you could make the payment through Zelle, card, cash, or check. And of course, you could let myself know or one of the other volunteers if you would like to make a donation. Again, it's not necessary to do a full sponsorship. You could also give any donation. Anything helps, inshallah. We still haven't reached our goal for this year. So inshallah, we would greatly appreciate your generous donations. Please also do not forget to recite a Fatiha for those who sponsor dinner tonight, as well as their families and their marhumin. Please recite a Surah Fatiha for them with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, after the program, we were going to have dinner as well. Just a friendly reminder, if we could please clean up after ourselves, both in the hall as well as outside, just to help the volunteers, inshallah. We would greatly appreciate that. Also, some upcoming programs, inshallah. Tomorrow, there is a program with Sayyid Ali Jafari, our speaker for tonight, at the City of Knowledge Center. It's going to start at 11 a.m. sharp. It's a youth program. And the title is The Path of Hussein in the Age of Woke Culture. So inshallah, if you would like to attend that discussion, please attend that session. Again, it's going to be at 11 a.m. sharp, inshallah. Also, the day after Sunday, inshallah, there's a women's program with Sayyid's wife, Alima Iman Shaywani. It's going to be on Sunday again at 10:30 a.m. and it's going to be here. And the title is Motherhood, A Divine Journey. Third, regarding the Day of Ashura program, it's going to be this upcoming Monday, inshallah, August 8th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The schedule is going to be basically starting off with A'mal, followed with Maqtal Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam, followed by Latmiyyah, and then we end off with Salat al-Jama'ah, inshallah. Also, just again, a reminder, if we could please register for the programs in the center here. And again, the reason is to not overestimate or underestimate the amount of food we bring every night. So we would greatly appreciate that. And like I've been announcing these nights, that if there are any brothers in the community that have the talent of reciting Latmiyyah, please let myself know. We might have some openings, and or brother Rida Mansouri as well. Thank you. And without further ado, please help me invite Sayyid Ali with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أخرجني من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمني بنور الفهم اللهم افتح علينا أبواب رحمتك وانشر علينا خزائن علومك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين أما بعد Brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum jamian wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifana'ik. Alaykum minni jamian salam Allahi abadan ma baqit wa baqiya al-laylu wa al-nahar wa la ja'alahu Allahu akhir al-ahd minni li ziyaratikum. Assalamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the tawfiq and the honor to once again be here to commemorate Aba Abdullah al-Husayn and the Shuhada of Karbala. We have been talking and discussing the concept of the fall of the elite. The idea that just because you and I are here today doesn't mean we'll be here tomorrow. It doesn't mean we will be here next year or 5 years from now or 10 years from now. And we have proven this to be the case by looking at the Battle of Jamal and the fall of the elite there, by looking at the Battle of Safin and the fall of the elite there. And reminding ourselves that when we look at the fall of the elite, it's the story of ourselves. It's the story of our potential spiritual destinies. Each one of us, we have those decisions to make and those difficult tests to come. And we have to decide what we want our legacy to be, what we want our afterlife to be. Do we want to be known as those elite individuals who are waiting for the Imam of the time, but we turn back on our heels? Do we want to be known along with the others who have fallen? Or is it that we want to be like the Shuhada of Karbala that we're remembering each night? From tomorrow onwards, we are going to look at the fall of the elite in Karbala. We will be looking at some of the individuals who were there in Karbala and how, or in those days leading up to Karbala as well, the Battle of Karbala. And we will see just how significant of a role the fall of the elite played in Karbala. But today I want to stop for a moment before we go to Karbala. I want us to look at the fall of the elite in the Holy Quran, just so that we understand that this concept that we're discussing is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussing as well. This concept that we've been giving attention to is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually gives a lot of attention to. And we'll start to get a glimpse of that here tonight. Before we go into discussing the two individuals who I've selected for us to look at as the fall of the elite in the Quran, I want to just mention a point or two about the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet is quoted in the Holy Quran. There's one of the beautiful things about the Holy Quran is these discussions that are taking place on the Day of Resurrection. It's really unique that you get a glimpse into like what is Allah going to say to Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and what is Prophet Isa's response. One of the discussions that we see that is brought in the Holy Quran is a discussion between the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the Holy Quran. And what does the Holy Prophet say in Surah Furqan, verse 30? He says, Ya Rabbi, O my nourisher, Inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadhul Qur'ana mahjura. He said, my nourisher, my people took this Quran as a forgotten thing. SubhanAllah. He's complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about us, about our relationship with the Quran. So this is a reminder for myself first and foremost, and for all of us, that the Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, it is always, as we know from the hadith of Thaqalain, it is always going to be attached with the Ahlul Bayt. If we are here to commemorate Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, but we have no relationship with the Holy Quran, we have no closeness to the Holy Quran, then we have to recognize that that Abu Abdullah al-Husayn that we think we're close to is not the real Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. If we know two things are always attached, let's say, for example, my phone and my phone case, they're always attached, okay? And now you say, well, I'm just close to one of them. But you know that they're always together wherever they go. What you should realize is, okay, the one that I think I'm close to, that's not the real thing. Because if I'm close to both of them, then I'm close to both of them. I can't only be close to one of them. They don't separate until they reach the pond of Kawthar. Okay, so we have to understand the importance of the Quran and give it more importance in our life. And here there's a beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. صلى على محمد وآل محمد where he says فضل القرآن على سائر الكلام كفضل الله على خلقه. He says the greatness of the Quran compared to all other words is like the greatness of Allah compared to His creatures. How great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared to you and I? Someone who has no beginning, who has no end, who's not confined by the physical realm, who is perfect in his justice, who is perfect in his rahmah, who is perfect in his knowledge, compared to someone like me, compared to us. This is how great the Quran is compared to anything else that we can recite. You know, I once had the honor of meeting Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, and may Allah elevate his soul. And he's buried now in the haram of Sayyidah Fatima Masuma, right next to the grave of Ayatollah Behjat. And I asked him, I was actually in Masjid al-Kufa in Najaf, and I asked him, you know, I'm studying X, Y, and Z books of yours, these introductory, you know, philosophy books, theology books. Do you have any advice for me? And he said, increase your closeness to the Holy Quran. SubhanAllah, someone who's known for his philosophy, for his knowledge and intellectual sciences, putting emphasis on the Quran. And about 5 years later, I met him again. This time, you know, right at the spot where he is now buried, actually. And he was sitting there next to the grave of Ayatollah Behjat. And I said, Haj Agha, Assalamu Alaikum. You know, you probably don't remember me. I'm from America. We talked about 5 years ago in Masjid al-Kufa. And I'd asked you X, Y, and Z questions. And you had given me this advice. Now I've, you know, reached this stage in my studies, and I was wondering if you have any other advice for me. And Ayatollah Misbah looks at me and he smiles and he said, what was wrong with the advice I gave you last time about gaining nearness to the Holy Quran? You see, brothers and sisters, no matter who we are, there's always room for us to continue to gain that relationship with the Holy Quran. A book that can benefit you and I, but we see Amir al-Mu'mineen was still reading that book until the last day of his life, benefiting. SubhanAllah. What a miracle. Okay. So this is just a few words about the Holy Quran. And inshallah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, you know, first and foremost, allow me to act on these reminders. So now we're looking at the fall of the elite in the Holy Quran. And we're going to look at two individuals tonight. Inshallah. The first individual is Bal'am, the son of Ba'ura. And Bal'am's story is related to us in Surah A'raf in verses 175 and 176. So I'm going to just start off by reciting the English of those verses, and then we'll go through some points in the Arabic as well in a moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and recite to them the narrative of him to whom we gave our communications, but he withdrew himself from them. So the shaitan overtook him, and he is one of those who went astray. And if we had pleased, we would have certainly have exalted him thereby. But he clung to the earth and followed his low desires. The verse continues, but I'm going to stop it there. Okay, so now we're going to talk about Balaam. Okay, and what are we going to do? Three things, right? First, we're going to talk about who was he. Then we're going to talk about what did he do. And finally, we will talk about why did he fall. So who was Balaam? So Balaam was an individual who was part of Bani Israel during the time of Prophet Musa, alayhi salam. And they say that because of his staying away from the world, his zuhud, because of his sincerity, he was able to reach a very high spiritual station, such that his prayers were immediately answered. Okay? And they say that he had access to what's called Isma A'zam, you know, like the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a long discussion of what does this mean, so on and so forth. But what we need to know for our purposes is that he was somebody who reached a remarkably high spiritual station. Okay? They say that there was no rayb, right? ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. Okay? What's the difference between rayb and shak? Shak is when, you know, there's doubt, you know, like 50-50, you're not sure. Okay? Rayb is when there's doubt, let's say even like 0.1%. They said there was no rayb. He had no even small doubt about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had reached such a state that all those questions had been answered because of his spiritual stations, because of his mushahidat, what he had witnessed, his spiritual witnessings. Okay? And in fact, he was sometimes accompanying Prophet Musa alayhi salam in propagating the faith. Okay, he had reached such a level. So what happened? Like we talked about, we spoke about a few nights ago, brothers and sisters, one of the keys of the shuhada, and for us to reach the spiritual station of the shuhada, whether we reach the physical shahada or not, one of those keys is that they didn't have a price. You couldn't buy them off. Nothing had priority in their hearts to the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You couldn't have, like Muawiyah did to that one individual who reached the tent before Malik al-Ashtar, you couldn't have said to him, what's your price? This is the shuhada, this is the awliya, there is no price. Right? Unfortunately, we see with Bal'am, this wasn't the case. So what happened was that Fir'aun came to him and said, look, I need to fight fire with fire, okay? Musa, he's got this connection to this creator, and you seem to have the same connection to this creator. So let me, you know, use your skill set for my own good. Hey, look at how they think, okay? Like as if that was going to work. But this was Balaam's test. Balaam's like, what are you talking about, bro? Get out of here, you know? Now what happens? You raise up the price. Okay, that's not enough for you. What about this? That's not enough for you. What about this? We talked about it. For each one of us, it might be something different. For somebody, it might be financial. For someone, it might be property. For someone, it might be a car. For someone, the test might be the opposite gender. For someone, it might be position. For someone, it might be being known as being pious. All of these things are just masadiq or reference of the dunya. They're just examples of the dunya, okay? And they're going to come to you in different forms. Whatever the form was, that Balaam, that was his price, unfortunately, he took the bait, okay? And so what happened was that he goes to begin to pray against Musa, alayhi salam. According to some, they were going after Musa and Bani Israel as they were headed towards the sea. And basically the animal that Balaam was riding, it stopped at a certain point. And Balaam starts to hit it. Say, come on, let's go. And the animal doesn't go forward. And he continues to hit it until by, according to some narrations, by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the permission of Allah, the animal speaks to Bala. And it says, do you want me to go and help you pray against the wali of Allah? Okay? Again, we talked about, brothers and sisters, we might get a second chance. We're here tonight in the majalis, in the majlis of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Allah has given us a second chance, all of us. A third chance, a 500th chance for someone like myself. Okay? But we don't know when that next chance is going to come or if that next chance is going to come. But I'm here, he got another chance. Did he take it? It said that he continued to hit the animal until it died. And after this, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came on him. Whatever that punishment was. Okay. So this was what he did. Okay. Someone at that stage that he had Isma Azam. And we see now he ends up trying to pray against Nabi Musa. Why did it happen? Okay, so to understand why it happened, I want us to take a few minutes to just look at the verses itself. There's some beautiful points in these verses itself. If you send me a salawat ala Muhammad wa ala. وَطْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. Okay. So relate to them. Naba. Okay. Naba here, according to Mohsen Qar'ati, okay, Ustad Mohsen Qar'ati, in his tafsir of Nur, the tafsir of Nur, he mentions here that this is pointing to there being important news. Again, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the fall of the elite is important. Okay? Then he says, when he says Naba al-Ladhi, he doesn't come and bring the Naba of Bal'am. He says the news of the one who. You see, he leaves it in that way. Why? The Mufassirin, they tell us, it's so that we understand that this can apply to anybody who has the same characteristics. Okay? And what are the characteristics? That we gave him our signs. Okay? And in this case, it was this high spiritual station. In our case, it might be that we witnessed a great event. You know, we witnessed, you know, a miraculous happening, let's say in 1979. Okay? Or let's say we witnessed, for example, you know, inshallah, the coming of the Imam of the time. Or we witnessed some of the other ayat. Living here in America, you see people, you know, today I was reciting... I led the Salat al-Jum'ah in Watts. And seeing these brothers coming to the path of Ahlul Bayt, you know. I remember being in a prison in Texas, Ramsey unit. And there was a brother, and he was a hafiz of Nahjul Balagha. In Texas. In a prison. You know what I'm saying? And... You know, Nahjul Balagha is a peak of eloquence. You know, like for us, like, you know, seminary students after like, you know, 6 years or whatever of Arabic grammar, we're still sitting there with Nahjul Balagha with like 4 dictionaries open and trying to understand some of the words of Amin al-Mu'mineen. You know, you see, these are ayat. Okay? So Allah is saying here, relate to them the story of the one who we gave him our signs. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. He cast them off. Okay? Ayta Jawadi Amuli, in his tafsir of Tasneem, he mentions here that when we say, when we use the verb here, the verb that's used here, fansalakha, it's like the peeling of a fruit. Okay? When you peel a fruit, what happens is that you can't put the peel back on. He says, what Allah is pointing to here is that there is a point in time for each and every one of us that you get to, that there is no going back. You have done too much. You have gone too far. And the door to Tawbah may no longer be open. And this is a lesson for us. We're here, alhamdulillah, tonight. Let these tears, inshallah, for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, right? Come and wash away our sins tonight, brothers and sisters. so that we don't end up like someone who we've seen people like this. Their hearts are too hard. There's no going back for them anymore. Okay. Another point he mentions here is that his belief, Aitul Jawadi, he mentions from this verse that the belief that Balaam had, it wasn't ingrained in him. It wasn't mixed with his flesh. The Holy Prophet, when he described Ammar Yasir, he said he was somebody who faith had mixed with his flesh. You couldn't pull him apart anymore. See, but that wasn't the case here. And so we have to ask ourselves, are we like that? Okay. Then it says, فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. It says, then shaitan went after him. Okay. And this is interesting, right? There's a fa here. There's a fa. Meaning that there is... Right, so if we say, جَاءَ مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلِي. Okay. We say, let's say, for example, Muhammad and Ali came. And we use, there's a wa. That means that we don't know who came first or second or whatever. Right? But if you say, جَاءَ مُحَمَّدْ فَعَلِي. Then you're saying that you know Muhammad came first and then Ali came. So in this verse, what's being said is that he basically took off our signs, he cast aside our signs, and then shaitan came for him. You see, brothers and sisters, we oftentimes are the ones who invite shaitan. We leave the door open for him with our own actions and our own decisions. Okay, so this is one of the potential reasons why he went astray. Okay. The next verse, وَلَوْ شَعْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. Now this is something that is that's scary for us. And if we had wished, we would have raised him, meaning Balaam, بِهَا, by way of the signs. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Balaam to see these signs. He said, if we had wished, we would have raised him higher by way of those signs. But what happened? Because of those signs, he actually had a spiritual fall. Meaning that if he just remained just regular, you know, lay Muslim, regular lay member of Bani Israel, he wouldn't have had this spiritual fall in this way, to this extent, where he's going to be talked about in the Quran and talked about in the majalis of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein X amount of years later. You see? The same ayat and the same blessings that Allah gives you and I to allow us to spiritually elevate, those same blessings and ayat can be our spiritual downfall. He gives you a child. This is your opportunity to reflect the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is your opportunity to pay back your parents, pay back Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all He did to you, but you mistreat the child. Now, that same sign of Allah that was right there in your house that you were spending, that you were supposed to spend time nurturing, it became the means of your spiritual downfall. Okay? Or for someone like myself, this blessing that I have, despite all of my shortcomings, to recite for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, if God forbid, someone like me allows that to get to our head, the same blessing that Allah had given me to allow me to spiritually elevate is the mean for my spiritual fall. Okay, and this is there for each of us. Look in your life, look at the blessings. Did He give you wealth? Are you allowing that wealth to be a means of your elevation or your spiritual fall? Did He give you good looks? Are you allowing your good looks to be a cause of your elevation or your spiritual fall? Whatever it is He gave you, okay? It's there. The opportunity for the fall is there. And so these are some of the lessons we take from Balaam. Send me a salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now in this verse that we had looked at, there was a mention of another individual. And that was shaitan, okay? And we probably don't have a better example for us to discuss of the fall of the elite than shaitan himself. But in truth, we would probably need, you know, another 10 nights to go into all that's been said and all that the work that's been done on this topic. But just for 10 minutes or so, we'll look at one aspect, one lesson that we can take away from shaitan's fall. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same chapter of Surah A'raf, verse 12, when He asks, shaitan. Why is it, what stopped you from prostrating when I told you to? Hey, we're going to skip who was he. You know, obviously many of you know Iblis, who he was. And he was a jinn, you know, according to many of the Mufassirin, who had reached a very high spiritual station. He had, according to Amir al-Mu'mineen, says that he had worshipped Allah for 6,000 years. And we don't know if those are 6,000 years according to our calendar or the calendar of the next life, which would mean that it's much more than 6,000 years. But anyways, this is who Iblis was. Now, what did he do? He didn't bow down when Allah told him to prostrate. He didn't bow down. He didn't submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Allah says, why is it? What stopped you? You know, what was the reason for the fall? Right? Here we see Shaytan, Iblis, he tells us himself. He says, Ana khayrun min. Okay? The second part of the statement is true. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. That's true. You created me from fire and you created him from dust. But this first part is where the problem is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had so much of a problem with this response that he doesn't even respond to it. Okay, so, you know, just give you an example. You know, you take your child, let's say you take your child out for ice cream. Okay, you give him an ice cream, he finishes, let's say, like a huge ice cream. And then, like, right after, he's like, you know, can I get another ice cream? Okay, it's happened to all of us, right? You don't even respond to it. You're like, bro, like, just get in the car. Okay, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does right here. He says, فَحْبِتْ مِنْهَا. He says, get down from here. He doesn't even acknowledge, he doesn't even spend time to acknowledge the fact that Shaytan thinks he's greater than Adam because of what he was made from. Okay, so here I want to spend a few moments for us to, okay, look at this. This arrogance that he had, it wasn't, brothers and sisters, arrogance in relation to Adam in truth. The arrogance he had was in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he felt that his opinion on the matter should be given priority to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's opinion. Ask yourself, how many times do we do that? How many times do we say, yeah, I know that's haram, but you know what? Or you know what? Even sometimes we say, you know what? I don't know. You know, it's okay. Yeah. The people who spend, you know, 40 years, you know, studying the books of hadith and Quran and usul and fiqh, yeah, they say that's haram, but you know, I don't think so. I don't think it's that bad. See, we're putting our own opinion and we're giving it priority to Allah's opinion. Okay? The next point here about this is what Amir al-Mu'mineen says in Nahj al-Balagha. When he says, 6,000 years of worship and it's gone, boom, 1 second. Okay? When you're climbing up a mountain, all it takes is one slip. The higher you climb up a mountain, the more devastating that fall is. The more damage one slip can do. Okay? So for those of us who have reached the stage where we're here on the 8th of Muharram, the 9th of Muharram, remembering Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, just recognize that even that one slip, it can take you down, brothers and sisters, because alhamdulillah, you're in a good place right now. Don't allow the same thing that happened to Shaytan happen to you and I. Remember, like we learned from Bal'am, it starts with us. We make the decision. Then Shaytan comes in. He says, okay, now I got him. This is my chance. Now I found his weakness. The next point with Shaytan and the final point that I want to mention, brothers and sisters, is the issue of asabiyah, or the issue of, you know, thinking that we are greater than others, whether we want to call it prejudice or racism or however you want to call it. Unfortunately, this tradition of Shaytan and Iblis still exists in our communities. It manifests itself in so many different ways. In how people look at skin color, in how people relate to the issues of marriage, and how people, you know, the jokes that we make sometimes, okay? And what we have to understand is that this is very far from the path of Ahlul Bayt. We see examples of it in Karbala. We see examples of it with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what's very clear is that those who had these traits during the times of the Holy Prophet, during the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, during the times of all of our a'imma, they were never those who could remain close to the imams. They couldn't. You know, according to the, you see in our traditions that Imam Jawad is referred to sometimes as the dark individual. A dark individual walks into the room, right? We see this in mentioned in some of the books of Alama Majlisi. Okay, Imam Kadhim, similarly, Imam Mahdi, right? Allah knows best. You know, but we really have to change this spiritual disease, and that's what it is. It's a spiritual disease. If we want to be at the forefront of the movement in the United States for justice, this is one of those key issues that we can't ignore. It can't be that those of our brothers and sisters with a certain complexion or a certain background, that they come into our masajid and they get treated like others. And again, I know I'm not speaking to this community particularly, but in generally this is a problem. Okay. Send me a salawat ala Muhammad wa ala. Brothers and sisters, this is one of the beautiful traits of the Ahlul Bayt, is that they never saw themselves as greater than others, even though in truth, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were greater than others. You see, whenever any one of us begins to manifest the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become more like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become more perfect in our spirituality, the enemies will begin to come after us with more intensity. This is something we have to all be prepared for. Number one, shaitan himself. But then after that, even the shayateen from amongst the jinn and the men. And this is what we see happening in Karbala. When they asked Yazid, who is it that you see as a threat after Hussein? Who is it that you see as someone who could take people away from you in your rulership after Hussein? He said, Ali Akbar, without hesitation. This was who Ali Akbar was, that the enemies recognized him well. Brothers and sisters, some of our great maraji, whenever they had a need, they would go to Karbala and they would go to that place in that six-sided grave where they say Hazrat Ali Akbar was buried. Allama Tabatabai mentioned this to a student of his, who mentioned it to another student of his, who I heard this from. And now I'm sharing it with you all. He said that Allama Tabatabai, whenever he had serious problems, whenever he was able to go for the ziyarah of Imam Hussein, he would go to Ali Akbar. And he would get answers to his problems. He would say that this is a door of rahmah. But this is, who was Ali Akbar? What made him so special? Why is it that they say, of all the deaths, this one was the most difficult for Imam Hussein? Of all the deaths, the one time Imam Hussein alayhi salam could be heard crying out loud was at the death of Ali Akbar, his oldest son. We have to understand the relationship a little bit here between a father and a son. They say Ali Akbar was born in the year 33. That means when Imam Hussein alayhi salam put on the armor and took out his sword and went to the battle of Jamal with his father, he left behind a three-year-old at home. He bid farewell to a three-year-old, not knowing if he would return. This is Ali Akbar. The next year, he did the same thing again when he went with his father to Safin. He kissed his four-year-old son, and he left the door, not knowing what his end would be. Brothers and sisters, it's one thing to leave our children behind, and it's one thing to let our children go in front of our faces, to watch them go towards their death. Ali Akbar was 6 years old when he lost his grandfather, Amir al-Mu'mineen. That's old enough to remember. My son is 6 years old. It's old enough to remember, brothers and sisters. For 20 years, under the tutelage of his father, under the tutelage of Abul Fadl al-Abbas, Ali Akbar became Ali Akbar. He became that individual who they say, when we missed the Holy Prophet, we went and we looked at Ali Akbar. You know, in Qum, there's a senior scholar. And the Urafa, they tell us that he resembles physically Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many times, the brothers, they'll go and they'll try to get a glimpse of this scholar, just to get a taste of what Rasulullah looks like, just to feel a little bit closer to Rasulullah. People look at this scholar and they may cry, remembering the Holy Prophet. Brothers and sisters, how do you think Imam Hussein felt every day with the reminder of his grandfather, how much he missed him, how much he loved him? This was Ali Akbar. And now we take ourselves to Karbala. We take ourselves to a time when Hazrat Abbas, when Ali Akbar, they have spent the whole afternoon, the morning, the afternoon, they've spent carrying the bodies of their close friends, of the companions of the Holy Prophet, of the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen, of the companions of Imam Hassan, of the companions of their father. Sometimes full bodies, but most of the time just body parts. Bringing them back to the camps, hearing the wails of the women, hearing the wails of the children. When you read the Maqtal, when you read the history, it almost seems like this is the point where the reality started to set in for everyone in the camp of what was going to happen to Imam Hussein. Because there was no one left except for the Hashemis. There was no one left except for Abbas, except for Qasim, except for Ali Akbar. And Ali Akbar, being the son of an imam, being someone who, I don't think it's a stretch to say that there were those who thought he might actually be the next imam. Being someone of that caliber, he knew what his responsibility was. And that was to go first, to set the example. فَاسْتَعْذَنَ أَبَاهُ فِي الْقِتَالِ فَأَذِينَ لَهُ. Look at this. When we talked about Qasim, brothers and sisters, what did we say? Say, Qasim had to kiss the hands and feet. He had to beg, he had to plead to get the permission. What Ali Akbar, look at Imam Hussein. Immediately gives him the permission to go. But it's not easy to let go of your son, brothers and sisters. from a young age with our sons, what are we doing? We're preparing them for the time when we're not there anymore. Every day that I'm with my son, I'm preparing him for the time when I'm not there anymore. I'm preparing him to make those difficult choices. I'm preparing him for those difficult moments in life. But never in 100 years do I think there's a time when I will have to witness him going before me. And this is the musibah of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. It would have been one thing for him to be shaheed, brothers and sisters. But to see those who he spent his whole life loving, saying goodbye to when he went to battle, teaching, training, seeing them. وَنَذَرَ إِلَيْهِ نَذَرَةَ آيْسٍ مِنْ. He looked at him with a look of hopelessness. فَبَكَى. And he began to cry. And he raised his head towards the heavens and he called out to Allah. He says, "Oh Allah, witness who I'm sending to the battlefield. Who I'm sending. غلام أشبح الناس خلقا وخلقا ومنطقا برسولك. I'm sending the one who looks the most like your prophet, who acts the most like your prophet, who speaks the most like your prophet, Ya Allah." Who was Ali ibn al-Akbar, brothers and sisters? That Imam Hussein is saying, the one who acts the most like your prophet. He then began reciting the following verse of the Holy Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. I ask you, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, why did you recite this verse? Saying that surely Allah selected Adam and Nuh and the family of Ibrahim and the family of Imran over all of the people, one after another. Was he trying to once again remind the enemies of the position of the Ahlul Bayt, perhaps? But I can't help but think of the names mentioned in this verse, brothers and sisters. Nuh alayhi salam, he witnessed the death of his son. But there we see he didn't have a son like Ali Akbar. There we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him to let go. Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim had a son who was a prophet. He took him for sacrifice. But did he see the sacrifice? He was spared from that, brothers and sisters. Ali Imran, the family of Prophet Isa. Did Maryam have to witness him put on the cross? We say no, she didn't have to. But what about Abu Abdullah al-Hussein? And this was just the first of his family members. Hazrat Ali Akbar, he went to the battlefield. Ana Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali, nahnu wa bayt Allah awla bin Nabi. Even to the last moment, trying to guide these individuals. Adrib hukum bis-sayf ahmi an abi darba ghulam hashimi al-Alawi. This was the son of Hussein. These were the children of Ali. They said the enemies surrounded him. One after another, he sent them to their deaths. None of them could defeat him. This was a Hashimi, this was a Alawi, this was the son of Imam Hussein. This was the student of Abul Fadl al-Abbas. Al More than the pain they tried to inflict on him, brothers and sisters, with arrows and spears, was the pain of their words. One of these mal'oon, they came to him and said, "You are family to us." Because of his relation to them, by way of his mother, they try to offer him safe passage. But there's no price for the shuhada. Only thing that could stop him was his thirst. He went back to the tents. It says his body was full of wounds. Imagine him walking into the tents full of wounds, arrows and spears, cuts and bruises, blood coming from here and there, coming back to his father in that state, saying, "Al-Atash, qad qatalani," saying, "Oh my father, the thirst is killing me, not these enemies. Is there any water that you can offer me?" Fabaka al-Husayn. "It's very hard, my son, that you ask for help and I have nothing to offer you. But your drink will be with the Holy Prophet." He goes back thirsty. His destiny was to die like his father. He continued to battle until he was surrounded from all sides. Hatta, some say, hatta rumiya bisahmin fawaqa fi halqihi. Said until the arrow came into his neck. Some say it was a spear that was lodged into his chest. He fell over off of his horse. The horse continued to move. He was being pulled. The enemies came over him in all directions until they hit him with their swords. Said, "Irban, irba." They chopped him to pieces. He said, "Ya Abata, alayka minni salam. Hatha jaddi Rasulillah." He's seeing his grandfather now. Imam Hussein comes running out. He puts his cheek on the cheek of his son. He tries to remove the spear from his chest. He says, "Waladi Ali. Ala la'natullah ala qawm al-zalimeen. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون بك يا الله 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 بمحمد بعلي بفاطمة بالحسن بالحسين. Oh Allah, we ask you for the sake of the pure blood of Ali Akbar to forgive us for our sins, to forgive our parents, to forgive anyone who taught us a word in Islam. O Allah, we ask you for the pure blood of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn to keep us, to keep our children on the right path for as long as we live. O Allah, we ask you for the sake of Fatima al-Zahra to hasten the reappearance of the Imam, to make us his helpers when he comes. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hai hai Ali Akbar, hai hai Ali Akbar, kehti thi ye maakhon bhari mai yaad se lipat kar. Hai hai Ali Akbar, hai hai Ali Akbar, अरमान था पहनाऊंगी पो शाक शाहानी, अफसोस के रासाई न तुझ को ये जवानी, कैसा था मुकद्दर है है अली अकबर, है है अली अकबर, 18 बरस पाल के परवान चढ़ाया और गे सुवाला है मेरा खूम नहाया, कुर्बान हो मादर है है अली अकबर, है है अली अकबर, इतना तो जरा ठहरो तुम्हें दूल्हा बना लूं, बस एक झलक शहर की सुगरा को दिखा लूं, बेचैन थी ख्वाहे है है अली अकबर, है है अली अकबर, माँ तेरी जुदाई में भला कैसे जिएगी, मर जाएगी सुगरा जो खबर तेरी सुनेगी, अब क्या करूं जी कहे है है अली अकबर, है है अली अकबर, पहले तो एक आवाज पे उठे जाते थे बेटा, अब इतनी सदाओं पे भी पहलू नहीं बदला, क्या हो गया दिल भर है है अली अकबर, है है अली अकबर, तुम हेच किया ले ले के जो दम तोड़ रहे हो, मुमा से हमेशा के लिए मोड़ रहे हो, क्यों रूठे हो दिल भर है है अली अकबर, है है अली अकबर, आए जो हमें लूटने खैमे में सितम गए, माँ देगी सदाए अली अकबर, अली अकबर, छिन जाएगी चादर है है अली अकबर, जब कोई जवान लाश नजर आती है महशर, एक याद सुए कर वो बला जाती है महशर, दिल रोता है कह कर है है अली अकबर, है है اکبر
صلوا على النبي one more time. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
This first verse that I'm going to recite first, we'll practice together, and then we can all together uniformly, hopefully, recite, so we can feel that unity.
از بر بابا اکبر لیلا مهلا مهلا اکبر لیلا از بر بابا اکبر لیلا مهلا مهلا اکبر لیلا
everybody
از بر بابا اکبر لیلا مهلن مهلا بدر هاشمیون میره حیدریون مهر فاطمیون آمد از خیمه بیرون بدر هاشمیون میره حیدریون مهر فاطمیون آمد از خیمه بیرون قد و بالا کمال علوی ماه رعنا جمال علوی قد و بالا کمال علوی ماه رعنا جمال علوی از بر بابا اکبر لیلا مهلا مهلا اکبر لیلا کوه عشق و وفا روح خون خدا شور کرب و بلا نور چشمان لیلا کوه عشق و وفا روح خون خدا شور کرب و بلا نور چشمان لیلا گیسوی تو شب تار حرم تشنه کامه شرر بار حرم گیسوی تو شب تار حرم تشنه کامه شرر بار حرم منتظر تو سینه صحرا مهلا مهلا اکبر لیلا
همه
از بر بابا اکبر لیلا مهلا مهلا
یه بار دیگه
لشگر مثل سراب اکبر تشنه آب بابا در تب و تاب میچکد عشق ارباب لشگر مثل سراب اکبر تشنه آب بابا در تب و تاب میچکد عشق ارباب کن نگاهی پدر تو پدر پیر تو شد در کنارت، زمین گیر تو شد کن نگاهی، پدر پیر تو شد در کنارت، زمین گیر تو شد شدی شبیه حضرت زهرا، مهلا مهلا اکبر لیلا، شدی شبیه حضرت زهرا، مهلا مهلا از بر بابا، بدر هاشمیون میر حیدریون، مهر فاطمیون آمد از خیمه بیرون، بدر هاشمیون میر حیدریون، مهر فاطمیون آمد از خیمه بیرون، قد و بالا کمال علوی ماه رنا، جمال علوی قد و بالا کمال علوی ماه رنا، جمال علوی از بر بابا اکبر لیلا، مهلا اکبر لیلا از بر بابا،
حسين قضى النحب في كربلاء، آه يا زينب، ورأسه فوق الرماح اعتلى، آه يا زينب، حسين قضى النحب في كربلاء، آه يا زينب، ورأسه فوق الرماح اعتلى، آه يا زينب، حسين قضى النحب في كربلاء، ورأسه فوق الرماح اعتلى، آه يا ورمتي ضماد الجراح بدمع ترى الدمع أدمى جراح الحبيب، أخي ارجعي للخيام احفظي للعيال فقد شب فيها اللهيب، ورمتي ضماد الجراح بدمع ترى الدمع أدمى جراح الحبيب، أخي ارجعي للخيام احفظي للعيال فقد شب فيها اللهيب، أخي امنعي صاح فاسترجعي، آه يا زينب، حسين قضى النحب في كربلاء، آه يا ورأسه فوق الرماح اعتلى، آه يا حسين قضى النحب في كربلاء، زينب ورأسه فوق الرماح اعتلى، زينب أرجوك صبرا حرقت المواجيع بالدمع دون انقطاع، كفى لا تزيد الجراح التهابا، وبيني وبينك نار الوداع،
زينب أرجوك صبرا حرقت المواجع بالدمع دون انقطاع كفى لا تزيد الجراح التهابا وبيني وبينك نار الوداع أبحق أبينا وبنت النبي آه يا زينب حسين قضى النحب في كربلاء آه يا ورأسه فوق الرماح اعتلى آه يا دموع بعين وآه بقلب وشكوى عليل لنجوى عليل هنا النائحات هنا الظامئات هناك السبايا ورأس القتيل دموع بعين وآه بقلب وشكوى عليل لنجوى عليل هنا النائحات هنا الظامئات هناك السبايا ورأس القتيل وتلك النساء ذقن مر الأسى آه يا زين حسين قضى النحب في كربلاء آه يا ورأسه فوق الرماح اعتلى آه يا وجل القضاء فالحسين قضى بالطفوف مضى فيه ركب المنون سأرثيه ما عشت آها وما دمت آها وأفديه نور العيون وجل القضاء فالحسين قضى بالطفوف مضى فيه ركب المنون سأرثيه ما عشت آها وما دمت آها وأفديه نور العيون ليروي الصدى في جرح الفداء آه يا زينب حسين قضى النحب في كربلاء آه يا زينب ورأسه فوق الرماح اعتلى
علي أكبر where have you gone Ali Akbar, come back to me. Ali Akbar, where have you gone? Ali Akbar, come back to me. Ali Akbar, I cannot hold all the pieces of your body. Ali Akbar, I cannot hold all the pieces of your body. Ali Akbar, where have you gone? Ali Akbar, come back to me. Ali Akbar, where have you gone? Ali Akbar, come back. Ali Akbar, I cannot hold all the pieces of your body. Ali Akbar, I cannot hold all the pieces. Body, I watch you ride your horse toward the cowards lost in hate. Your head you hold with pride, your eyes steadfast, they know no fear. You speak aloud, declare your name, impatient for your fate. So eager for Allah, for Him you long for heaven near. Ali Akbar, you are my son. Ali Akbar, you are my pride. Ali Akbar, you are my son. Ali Akbar, you are my pride. Now I watch you riding farther from the tents and from your father. Ali Akbar, where have you gone? Ali Akbar, come back to me. Ali Akbar, where have you gone? Ali Akbar. Ali Akbar, I cannot hold all the pieces of your body. Ali Akbar, I cannot hold all the pieces of your body. My Lord, would they but see who has set forth across the plain? His face so dear, his voice so sweet, his youth in fullest bloom. As though the prophet's very being among us still remain. Is this Ahmad or my own son riding towards his doom? Oh, what have they done to your light? Oh, what have they done to my heart? Oh, what have they done to your light? Oh, what have they done to my heart? You are gone away from my sight. I beseech God with all my might. Ali Akbar, where have you gone? Ali Akbar, come back to me. Ali Akbar, where have you gone? Ali Akbar, I cannot hold all the pieces of your body. Ali Akbar, I cannot hold. You lie on dust, your body torn, this pain I can't abide. I gather you into my arms, my burden so immense. Dear son, dear heart, what life is left without you at my side? Where do I go? I cannot bear to take you to the tent. Ali Akbar, you're in my arms. Ali Akbar, you've broken me. Ali Akbar, you're in my arms. Ali Akbar, you've broken me. Ali Akbar, I cannot hold all the pieces of your body. Ali Akbar, where have you gone? Ali Akbar, come back to me. Ali Akbar, I cannot hold all the pieces of your body. Ali Akbar, where have you gone? Ali Akbar, come back to me. Ali Akbar, where have you gone? Ali Akbar, I cannot hold all the pieces of your body. Ali Akbar, I cannot hold. والشمس وضحاها تسكن وجه الحسين والشمس وضحاها تسكن وجه الحسين والقمر إذا تلاها يهوي دون اليدين والليل إذا يغشاها صلت فيه جلوسا والنهار إذا جلاها شالوا فيه الرؤوس والسماء وما بناها تسكب دمع الجلال والأرض وما طحاها غطته بالرمال يا ابن زهرة 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 أنا من دون الحسين أنا من دون الحسين كسراب في سرابي وأنا وجود إذا ما يقرع بالليل بابي أنا من دون الحسين أنا من دون الحسين عين نسيت بكاها وبه عيناي تنعى والشمس وضحاها أنا من دون الحسين صحراء دون روحي يا نسمة كربلاه يا نسمة كربلاه بهوى العطشان فوحي يا ابن زهرة 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 أنا من دون الحسين، أنا من دون الحسين، ذا القلب بلا حرارة، وأنا به كالفراشة، شمعة شوق وأنا به كالفراشة، شمعة شوق الزيارة. أنا من دون الحسين لا قبس لا دليل، أغدو في العشق موسى لو كلمني الكفيل. تجب صلاة الخسوف، تجب صلاة الخسوف بكربلا على من حضر، تجب صلاة الكسوفي بكربلا على من حضر. لأن بين الحرمين، لأن بين الحرمين جمع الشمس والقمر. يا ابن زهرة، 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 أنا من دون أبي الفضل، أنا من دون أبي الفضل، شمس بعد المغيب وأنا به نور، نور ذاب بوجه الحبيب. أنا من دون أبي الفضل لا أعرف ما الكرامة، لا أعرف ما النبوة، لا أعرف ما الإمامة. أنا من دون أبي الفضل لا يرضاني الإمام، لولاه لا صلاة تنفعني، تنفعني أو صيام. يا ابن زهرة، 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 عباس والحسين، عباس والحسين كتما من ركعتين، عباس والحسين كتما من ركعتين. أنا من دون أبي الفضل أي من دون الحسين، يا شيالا بنعشي، يا شيالا بنعشي، أوصيك بكلمتين، يا شيالا بنعشي، أوصيك بكلمتين. سجل فوق ضريحي، سجل فوق ضريحي، أنا مجنون الحسين، أنا مجنون الحسين. يا ابن زهرة، 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 يا حسين غريب مادر، يا حسين غريب مادر، توی ارباب دل من، یه گوشه چشم تو بسه واسه حل مشکل من. دل من عاشق میمونه، دائم از شما میخونه. منو میشناسی آقا جون، من همونمون دیوونه. حسین the son of Zahra, you are the master of my heart, with just a blink of your eye you will take my problems apart. Your love is flowing in my vein, I'm always reciting your name. Day and night I think about you, I am that lover who's insane. Ya ibn Zahra, ya ibn Zahra, ya ibn Zahra, زهرا، يا ابن زهرا، يا ابن زهرا، يا ابن زهرا، يا ابن زهرا، آقا من خودم میدونم لایق این عرفا نیستم، اما از شما چه پنهون از اهل زمون خستم. گوشه گوشه دل من جای پای پور زهراست، خاک پاش توی وجودم مایه شفا یه درداست. My master I know this myself, every night I drown in my sin. I am not worthy of your help, yet your love saves me from within. It is my prayer to serve you, I have left my life in your hands. My blood is a small price to pay, Karbala mix it with your sand. Yabna Zahra, Yabna Zahra, Yabna Zahra, Yabna Zahra, Yabna Zahra. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمدا رسول الله. لا إله نود علي يا مظهر العجائب، نود علي. نل لك في النواهب كل هم وغم سينجلي، كل هم وغم بعظمتك، بعظمتك، بنبوتك، بنبوتك، بولايتك علي، علي. بدم الغريب أبد والله ما ننسى حسينا، 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 بدم الغريب بدم الغريب أبد والله ما ننسى حسينا، بدم الغريب أبد والله ما ننسى حسينا، بدم الغريب بدم الغريب أبد والله ما ننسى حسينا، بدم المظلوم عجل وليك الفرج، 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 بدم المظلوم عجل وليك الفرج. يا رب الحسين بحق الحسين، اشف صدر الحسين بظهور الحجة. يا رب الحجة بحق الحجة، اشف صدر الحجة بظهور الحجة.
صل على محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليك يا وارث دم صفوة الله، السلام عليك يا وارث نوح النبي الله، السلام عليك يا وارث إبراهيم خليل الله. السلام عليك يا وارث موسى كليم الله. السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى روح الله. السلام عليك يا وارث إبراهيم يا وارث محمد حبيب الله. السلام عليك يا وارث أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام. السلام عليك يا ابن محمد المصطفى. السلام عليك يا ابن علي المرتضى. السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام عليك يا ابن خديجة الكبرى. السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور. أشهد أنك قد أقمت الصلاة وآتيت الزكاة وأمرت بالمعروف ونهيت عن المنكر وأطعت الله ورسوله حتى أتاك اليقين. فلعن الله أمة قتلت، ولعن الله أمة ظلمت، ولعن الله أمة سمعت بذلك فرضيت به. يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله، أشهد أنك كنت نورا في الأصلاب الشامخة والأرحام المطهرة، لم تنجسك الجاهلية بأنجاسها، ولم تلبسك من مدلهمات ثيابها. وأشهد أنك من دعائم الدين وأركان المؤمنين. وأشهد أنك الإمام البر التقي الرضي الزكي الهادي المهدي. وأشهد أن الأئمة من ولدك كلمة التقوى وأعلام الهدى والعروة الوثقى والحجة على أهل الدنيا. وأشهد الله وملائكته وأنبياءه ورسله أني بكم مؤمن وبإيابكم موقن بشرائع ديني وخواتيمي عملي وقلبي لقلبكم سلم وأمري لأمركم متبع. صلوات الله عليكم وعلى أرواحكم وعلى أجسادكم وعلى أجسامكم وعلى أشاهدكم وعلى غائبكم وعلى ظاهركم وعلى باطنكم. بأبي أنت وأمي يا ابن رسول الله، بأبي أنت وأمي يا أبا عبد الله. لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل السماوات والأرض. فلعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتهيأت لقتالك. يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله، قصدت حرمك. أسأل الله بالشأن الذي لك عنده وبالمحل الذي لك لديه أن يصلي على محمد وآل محمد، وأن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة. آمين رب العالمين. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك. في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة
برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصل اللهم على محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. Please, when you're picking up fruit from outside, please remember the marhumin as well as the sponsors of tonight, inshallah. And also, I just want to announce once again, inshallah, for the women's program, it's going to be tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. here, inshallah, about motherhood with... Sunday, inshallah, Sunday. Thank you, brothers. It's going to be Sunday at 10:30 a.m. here, inshallah. It's going to be a workshop on motherhood. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
We have found a lost Mercedes key. If it belongs to you, please bring your registration and come show it. But yeah, it's up here if you lost your key.